بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها. Distinguished viewers, respected audience, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every one of us loves success and every one of us hates failure. In order to win a successful life, and in order to have a better life today, tomorrow, in the future, we have to abide by the divine laws. Otherwise, we will be in trouble. We will get involved in many troubles. Almighty Allah says, choice is yours. If you do something good, that is for the betterment of yourselves. And if you committed evils, then that will be for the bad of yourselves. Right? It means that you sow what you reap. Choice is yours. There is no compulsion in acceptance of religion. لا إكراه في الدين. Why? قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Because guidance is becoming clearer and more tangible than misguidance. So rushd differentiated itself from misguidance. There is no need that we have to reason. Though sometimes there might be fallacies that we have to refute them by reasoning, no problem. So Almighty Allah says that whenever you wanted to see the results of your actions and deeds, not only you will be able to see the results of your actions and deeds in this world, but also in the hereafter. This is the most significant difference between our anthropology with that of the Western ones. You know that other cultures say that, okay, man is this, he has to have a 60 years of life. So having a 60 year of life, it is all what he has to expect from himself. But we, the Muslims and the Shi'ans, are of the view that no, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. We have to create our destiny by ourselves. We have to create a better future by our own selves. Yes, Almighty Allah will help us in this way. In this verse of the Quran says, O Muslims, O faithful ones, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you did something good, that is for the good of yourselves. And if you did something bad, again, that is for the bad of yourselves. Do not expect that if you did something wrong, then you have to, what? Harvest good things. No. The world is based on cause and effect. So this is a very rational and philosophical premise that if there is cause, there will be the consequences, there will be the effect. So now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam chose to defend the divine laws. And Almighty Allah has given him the rewards. Nowadays, millions of people are attracted by the sacred revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Why? Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam was sincere and honest in defending the true religion. So one of the great teachings that we can achieve from this sacred revolution is that we have to be ready to sacrifice our properties, even sometimes ourselves, for the establishment of a true system, for the sake of justice, for the sake of the religion of Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah says that, then if you did not do it, no problem. I will create new generations that they will be humble. They will be humble amongst themselves, but they will be rough and tough against the enemies of Almighty Allah. So, distinguished viewers and respected audience, one of the great teachings that we can derive from the sacred revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that we have to be ready to defend the true teachings of Almighty Allah. If there is need, if there is a necessity that we have to defend it, we must do it. Otherwise, there have been many companions of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam who refrained joining this caravan. But later on, they regret it. And then they created a revolution called Qiyam al-Tawabin. But what was the use? They did not come forward on time. They left the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family members alone in the desert of Karbala. May Almighty Allah give us the blessings, the tawfiq, that first we have to recognize the divine laws, then we have to obey the divine laws, then we have to love the divine laws, and finally, if it is required, we have to defend the divine laws. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be the true followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.